From the pounding heart of forgotten America, it's time for Full Contact Conversation. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, August 27th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Andrew McCabe, former director of the FBI, could soon find himself on the receiving end of criminal charges for his role in the failed Russia probe and everything involved with the Trump administration investigation. We'll talk about that. Number two, Johnson & Johnson on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars for its role in the opioid crisis. A federal judge handing down that stinging rebuke of its sales practices. And number one, Joe Biden's campaign suddenly in disarray following a new poll from Monmouth, finding him in third place. You heard me right. Third place for Joe Biden. A tough place for Biden to be, to say the least. The new poll, however, is a bit of an outlier, and that's what Biden is saying. If you go to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, you'll find that Biden's still in the lead, but his percentages are dropping. Joe Biden at 27.5% nationally. That is down from better than 30%, as high as 33% over the last few weeks. Now, this Monmouth poll finds Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at 20% each and Joe Biden at 19%. Is it accurate? Or is it just an outlier, as Joe Biden says? This could be a game changer because this indication is that this race is volatile. Now, I've said for a long time, Joe Biden, not the guy who can carry all the way through. His gaffe-prone problems, not knowing where he is, misspeaking time and again, it has to catch up with somebody. It has to. I mean, you can't sit there and make these comments and then have to defend them every day or have your team defend them. And at the same time, have your campaign tell the world, tell reporters, tell the media, Joe's not going to be out there nearly as much. Well, why not? The president who he's taking on is out there daily answering questions, fielding comments, making comments, tweeting, of course, as you well know, wearing people out oftentimes. But he's out there every day, taking questions, answering questions, being on the move. He's always on offense. Joe Biden better step up if he expects to get this nomination. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren got, 15,000 people at a rally in Washington State. Of course, it was Seattle, I'll give you that, but 15,000 people for Elizabeth Warren, a new high. And Bernie Sanders seems to be showing signs of life. The curmudgeon of the left, not really a Democrat, but he seems to be showing signs of life. Now, speaking of misstatements by Joe Biden, is this one or is this not one? You have to ask yourself that. We're going to start with bite number three with Joe Biden because he's asked about green energy, the Green New Deal, and all the things that are associated with it. And the woman steps up and says, I think we should pay a minimum wage of $25 an hour to anybody working in green energy and this sort of sustainable field. And Joe Biden, that's exactly what we're doing. It is. I guess it is. Joe Biden says so. It's bite number three. Go.
Now, we should go back to
what about getting off fossil fuels?
That's
how long will you take to do that? Till 2040, 2045?
To get totally off of fossil fuels will probably take at least till 2035. Find me some scientist who tells you to get off fossil fuels.
Just say, Jay, find me some. What about $25 an hour minimum wage for renewable energy workers to move them out of
fossil
fuels?
Sure, that's what we're doing. Come on. Take a look at the fossil fuel plan we put together. Come on, you don't know a single person in the world who thinks we can get off fossil fuels before 2030. And no one believes that. The earliest time is 2040. Find me somebody. Be a teacher. Know the science.
Thank you, sir.
Be a teacher. Know the science. It's tough to hear a little bit, but yeah, he was $25 an hour. That's what we'll pay people in the green energy field. We will. How generous of us, or I mean the companies will, of course, and of course that's never been discussed by anyone, not that I'm aware of, but as soon as it's thrown out there by somebody who might give him one vote, sure, whatever you want. How about $35 an hour? Did I hear $45? Let's get on that. The new poll numbers for Biden, however, indicate that he will never get the chance to implement such a program. That's the point. Over at MSNBC and others, well, they're cheering his demise. May I remind you that I told you here on this program some time ago that the media had decided he was not going to be the nominee. Now, remember back when Biden was not in the race yet, and the media was like, the Democrat media being MSNBC, CNN, the rest, Joe Biden is going to get in this race. He is the best matchup for this president. He's going to make this. And then Joe Biden gets in the race, and they suddenly realize why he has done so poorly in previous attempts to be president or to be the nominee. It's because he's not a good campaigner. He's not good. And people are like, yeah, I'd like to have a beer with Joe Biden. I would like to have a beer with Joe Biden. That's fine. I don't want him to be president. He's not sure. And his vigor. At least he used to be vigorous. And that seems to have faded, evaporated, whatever you want to say about it. It's just not there. The vigorous Joe Biden, this is a big effing deal, Joe Biden is not there. It doesn't seem to me. Anyhow, MSNBC and the others are cheering him on. They signed his death warrant weeks ago, did the media. They wanted him gone. And now that he's showed up in third place in one poll, they want to dig deeper. They want to pile right on top of it. It's bite number four from MSNBC. Look at this.
When you look inside these numbers, you see some reasons why Biden's in particular trouble here. Number one, it's ideological among liberal voters. Warren, not surprisingly, in first. Sanders right behind her in second. When you look at moderate conservative voters, this has been sort of a strong base of support ideologically for Biden. He still leads. But he's running at this poll at least only 22% among self-described moderates and conservatives. And then there is this. We have been talking all year about an age divide on the Democratic side, over 50 years old, under 50 years old. Well, check this out in the Monmouth poll. Democrats over 50. This is what we're used to seeing. Biden's in first place, double-digit advantage, solid lead there for Biden, 30. Now, look at this. Under 50 years old in this poll on the Democratic side, not only is Joe Biden not in first place, he is all the way back at 6%. He is tied with Andrew Yang in this poll among Democrats under 50 years old at just 6%.
6% among young voters, a key demographic for the Democrats, obviously. Obviously a key demographic. And I want to show you one more thing before we make it to the break here. Joe Biden just yesterday, his numbers tanking, obviously, and him taking great pains to make sure that you know that he's okay. Speaking in front of a group of people, he kind of gets tangled up and lost. It happens a lot with Joe. And he wants to make darn sure that those watching know that he's okay. He's not losing his mind. He's okay. Number five, bite number five. Go.
We are so close. So close to be able to do some incredible things for this country. Incredible things. I just spoke at Dartmouth on healthcare at the medical school. Or not, I guess I wasn't actually on the campus, but the people from the medical school were at the... I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts. I'm not sure whether it was a medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus.
He's not going nuts. All right, let me check that off the list. He was on some campus somewhere talking to somebody about something, and he's perfectly okay just as long as you know that. Joe Biden is okay. Well, except for those poll numbers, Joe, and those are in real trouble right now. We'll see. And trouble will show up in Iowa first. Joe Biden holding on in Iowa. His lead in New Hampshire, though, is razor thin now. More of this, we'll talk about more of this in just a moment on this Tuesday on The Steve Gruber Show.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, They briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Confessions.